Welcome back to the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio. I'm Brittany Sheets here with Angela Bachman today.
And you can find us at theunionedge.com.
We're having lots of fun. Come check us out. We're streaming. We're live. We're all over the place. And you know what? It's Friday. And Friday means it's tinfoil hat day. So you should really listen up right now and tell your friends, because we have Zach Petacanis from Media Matters joining us to give us the three craziest people or events or, you know, anything that is worthy of just like a tinfoil hat for your protection of the week. So welcome to the show, Zach.
Thanks. Great to be with you.
Great to have you. So there's been all kinds of stuff. I feel like next week, after the past 24 hours, next week's tinfoil hats are going to be like insane.
It's been absolutely nuts, and I wanted to bring you some of the freshest stuff, but we're still collecting it. Obviously, since the marriage ruling that came out, there has been quite a bit of consternation, let's say, from right wing media, both from the marriage ruling today, and then as well as the Supreme Court ruling upholding Obamacare yesterday. So I wanted to give you a little taste, but
I'm
next
sure
week
so much
we'll have
outrage.
Some real doozy for you. So.
Yeah, I was completely calling for all of Fox News to simultaneously stroke out on camera. I'm not sure if that happened, but I feel like we're really close.
Spontaneous combustion, perhaps, something like that.
you're pretty close, and it's not just Fox News. It is it's a lot of right wing radio. I mean, and right wing media.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people talking about the end of America. People talking about how this is going to lead to polygamy. And now there are no legal no legal reason why we can't, you know, be marrying someone's dog or someone's cat or pet, or a mother and a daughter can't marry.
That
kind of nonsense. That's what we've started to see.
Oh boy. Well, we're gonna keep our eye on that. But to kick off this week's tinfoil hats, who's our first runner up?
The first runner-up has to be the attacks on the we'll get to the marriage thing, but the attacks on the Confederate flag that have gotten such a huge backlash from the right-wing media. We have individuals like Rush Limbaugh and others who are talking about the degradation of Southern culture, an attack on Southern culture and heritage. And I just think it's so important to think about the words like that it's attacking the heritage of it and how it's degrading someone's culture. When you actually think about what the Confederate flag actually means and what it has stood for, and how, you know, for example, I mean, this has been kicked off by what's been happening in South Carolina. You know, Confederate battle flag was raised in 1962 in front of the Capitol building as a protest against civil rights. So the idea that taking down the Confederate flag in South Carolina is an attack on Southern culture, as opposed to recognizing that it's a symbol against the civil rights movement, I think is pretty ridiculous.
That's completely
and deserves a place in the tinfoil hat arena.
Oh,
absolutely.
Totally.
I didn't realize it was only put up there in 1962. That's a little bit...
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, the history of that Confederate battle flag is actually pretty fascinating. And it wasn't even actually the original Confederate flag. It was adopted only in 1863. So the idea that this flag somehow is representative of Southern culture as a whole is simply just not historically accurate. Yet it's being defended by the typical characters as being that. So that's why I thought that was pretty fascinating.
That is very tinfoil worthy indeed.
Mm-hmm. It's a strange twist on the idea of appropriation, because it is sort of an appropriation, and that's not the way we usually see it. So
that's exactly right. And I thought that there was actually an interesting take from someone on our side who was talking about. They were lamenting the fact that the left was trying to whitewash history by getting rid of the Confederate flag as a symbol. But then they rightly pointed out the only ones who are actually trying to whitewash history are the ones who are trying to say that this flag does not mean what we all know that it means, associated with slavery and anti-civil rights. because that is what it has been used for consistently throughout its history.
Right. And one more thing before we get off of this topic that I absolutely, of course, agree that that should not be flown and in state houses and anywhere where it symbolizes what we believe in. But I've seen a little bit suddenly of it not being allowed to be in, like, Civil War gift shops and in places where it actually might be sort of appropriate. And I think that pulling it, I read something yesterday about the Apple Store removing games that have the Confederate flag in them. And I think that going overboard like that gives people who think it's okay fuel to the fire. Like, oh, look, you're trying to censor everything, kind of. And that's not what this is about, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, that's yeah. It's getting a little crazy. I will say, tinfoil hat worthy. Who's our next winner?
Well, the next one goes to Fox News, and I know that they get it quite a bit. But right in the immediate aftermath of the Supreme Court decision that came down this morning, affirming equal rights for the LGBT community, and the right to marry. One of the first things they let on one of their guests, and I encourage people to go onto our website and the video clip to watch it, is they had a guest talking about how this will lead to polygamy. And this paves the way for polygamy. We talked a little bit about it earlier today. And I think this is such a terrifying tactic by the right wing to try to stoke additional fear with their listeners. In order to try to change the subject to give people permission to be against gay marriage because it could lead to somebody marrying five guys or five women. This idea of couching this kind of hate and intolerance in legalistic terms is too foil hatty. To be sure, but I also think that it's pretty dangerous. It is trying to legitimize their ideology and couch it in a way that gives people the semblance of an academic argument, against gay marriage when there really isn't one. And that was within minutes of the Supreme Court decision coming down. Fox News is doing the thing that we expect Fox News to do.
That didn't take long.
No, and I'm not really surprised, to be honest, which is sort of sad, but I'm not surprised.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's exactly what I mean. The fact that you're not surprised is sad. And you think that, I mean, especially just given the way that the country has shifted on this issue, that Fox News would reorient itself. But, clearly they just continue to dig in.
Oh, yeah. And
that's their
yeah.
thing.
I'm watching and waiting as I'm just watching. Yeah, the words are going to start spewing from their mouth. And I'm curious to see how insane this actually runs. But we've got about like a minute or two left here. Who's our last winner?
So the last winner is after the decision yesterday by the Supreme Court upholding Obamacare, the reaction from the white wing attacking John Roberts has been extraordinary. John Roberts sided with the majority 6-3 to uphold the subsidies for Obamacare around the country. And we put out a huge post on it. I encourage your listeners to go and look at it. John Roberts, who appointed by George W. Bush, is by all accounts a very conservative justice, is receiving extraordinary wrath and anger from the right wing, calling him names like scumbag and other things. And so the anger against a conservative right wing judge who has been quite extraordinary. And if that doesn't deserve a tinfoil hat, people who think that have been calling Justice Roberts a left wing judge, I don't know what does.
Yeah, I mean, there's just a point where you have to realize that if this is what all of the people want, or like the vast majority of people want, and Sorry, I'm out of words. I just think that's ridiculous.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I know. I've just been, like, watching these comments pour in about everything, and I'm just like, it blows my mind that, yeah, they're calling some of these out, and they're just like, oh, my gosh, you're pushing your own political agenda now. And, oh, now the one I kept reading in some of these comments for the gay marriage ruling was that the judges are unelected, so they shouldn't have the right to institute this across all of America. The states should make their own decisions about gay marriage. And they are pushing their left-wing agenda. So this is the latest coming out of, like, the right wing. And, yeah,
since,
guys.
Since when is using your own brain to think critically, especially when you're a judge and that's what you're supposed to do, suddenly why does that make you a bad guy? Like, yeah. Falling along party lines is not what you need to do. You need to have your own brain. You would think that that would be a good thing.
Wow. All right, guys. Well, we're out of time. We're going to definitely be picking all of this up really, really soon here. Yes. Thank you so much for joining us, Zach. That was Zach Petacanis from Media Matters. I'm Brittany Sheets here with Angela Bachman, and you've been listening to the Union Edge Labor Talk Radio.